You are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey, folks. Matt Derry with you. Locked On Lions on the Locked On Podcast Network. It's the postgame pod, day after Christmas, here on a Saturday, December 26th, into Sunday, December 27th. There will be no yelling today. There will be no screaming today. There will be no hand-wringing or going crazy. You're listening to the show right here on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day, where we talk about the Detroit Lions. And today on the postgame pod, we are going to recap today's Tampa Bay Bucs-Detroit Lions game. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers won today 47-7. The Detroit Lions had their interim head coach, the wide receivers coach Robert Prince, who ran the Lions team and has never run an NFL team before. The defensive coordinator today calling the play calls was basically an intern who has never been a coach before. He's an analyst named Evan Rothstein. The offensive coordinator was a quarterback's coach who's never been an OC before, and Sean Ryan. And they were going up against the greatest quarterback to ever play in Tom Brady. Tom Brady today played one half of football. He threw for 348 yards, four touchdowns, and had a passer rating of 158.3. And didn't play a single snap in the second half. First snap of the second half of the Bucs on offense after a DeAndre Swift fumble. Blaine Gabbert threw a touchdown pass to Rob Gronkowski on the first play of the second half for the Bucs. And on that play, Rob Gronkowski, arguably the greatest tight end ever play football, was in the slot on the left side, came off the line of scrimmage, and nobody guarded him. And as Mark Schlereth said on the NFL Network broadcast, it's just one of the worst breakdowns you'll ever see. And that for Blaine Gabbert, it might be the easiest touchdown pass he's ever thrown in his life. The Lions lose 47-7. They're now 5-10, 1-6 at home, and next week they wrap up their season against the Minnesota Vikings. Today's performance, and Robert Prince said after the game it wasn't about effort, they tried. But today's performance, all in all, was one of the worst you'll ever see. And when you're down this many guys and you have these many coaches out, remember Daryl Bevel, the interim coach, Corey Unlin, the defensive coordinator, most of the coaching staff on the defensive side were back home or in their hotel rooms quarantining for one more day. They'll be able to get out of quarantine tomorrow. The NFL wouldn't move this game. And what I hope for the NFL's sake is that their ratings plummeted in the second half, because quite honestly, at the half when it's 34-0, who's watching that second half? The only reason it wasn't more of a blowout is because Ryan Succop has kept missing extra points. It was a disaster. And for those of you that think that the Lions are going to be competitive next season, I hope you watched this game and said, man, no matter who we bring in as general manager and coach, it's going to be a while. Because it is. If Stafford's back, you know, Lewis Riddick was on Get Up the other day on ESPN, and Lewis Riddick is a candidate for the Lions general manager job, and Lewis Riddick said the Lions must keep Matthew Stafford. They should keep him. So maybe Stafford is back. Maybe the Fords don't let him go. Maybe Stafford says nothing and just honors his contract with two more years left after this one. But it doesn't matter who's quarterbacking. It doesn't matter who's at receiver, running back, offensive line, which has gotten better. Frank Ragnow's a Pro Bowler. Taylor Decker's pretty good left tackle. If you can't stop the other team from scoring, you're going to have no chance. And the Lions likely need to replace pretty much their entire defense. This isn't about, well, the Lions have some holes at some place. No. They have holes everywhere on defense. The defensive line's no good. The linebackers are no good. And the secondary's no good. When you have to replace 11 players on your defense, tell me one starter on that defense that you would want to bring back next season after watching today's game. I'm at Derry Speaks on Twitter, D-E-R-Y Speaks, at Locked On Lions on Twitter, and the Matt Derry Facebook fan page. I'll read you some of the Facebook comments that we got from the game today. This was a no-doubter. If you had the Tampa Bay Bucs minus 9.5, this was the easiest bet you could have probably made. Tom Brady versus an analyst running your defense. Okay, not fair to Evan Rothstein. Maybe he's moving on up and he'll be a coach one day. But that was a mismatch. Brady versus Rothstein is no chance. And the Bucs offense and that offensive line, which was fantastic today, destroying the Lions D-line, was no chance. So I don't know what else to say. I don't know else how to break this thing down. 47-7 was the final score today. Brady threw 4 touchdowns. Gabbert threw 2. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers today on offense in a 60-minute football game had 588 yards of total offense. And that was without starting running back Ronald Jones. 588 yards of total offense. And Bruce Arians was pouring it on, man. He had Gabbert throwing the football. Blaine Gabbert had a passer rating of 131.4. Blaine Gabbert. Something called Keyshawn Vaughn led him with 62 yards rushing. Receiving-wise, Evans 2 touchdowns, Godwin a touchdown, Gronk 2 touchdowns, Antonio Brown had a touchdown. And the Lions just had no answers. Then you throw in Matthew Stafford rolled his ankle on the first series of the game, kind of stepping on the foot of a pass rusher, sort of an inadvertent roll of the ankle. They taped it up, and he had to leave the game. He limped to the locker room. He came back, but there's no reason to put Matthew Stafford with sore ribs, a broken finger, and now a rolled ankle back into that game. And then Bob Quinn's answer for the backup quarterback, Chase Daniel, came in, and I think we saw all we needed to see from him, too. He's just like the rest of the backup quarterbacks that Bob Quinn put out there over the years. He's no good. 13 out of 18 for 86 yards. Sacked 3 times. He has no arm strength. None. Then they tried David Blough. 6 out of 10 for 49 yards and an interception. Passer rating of 32.9. So, not a good day for the Detroit Lions. This game was over very early. It was 40-0. 40-0. Before, you know, you could even get comfortable in your chair. So, I don't know what else to really say. I know it's the post-game pod. I know I'm doing my thing here. I will hand out a game ball or two. I will tell you about one of the worst penalties I've ever seen the Lions commit. And we'll read some of your Facebook comments. We'll do that next. Post-game pod here on a Saturday. Boy, I'm sure glad the NFL wouldn't let the Lions hold that game off for just one more day so they could have their coaching staff. Thanks, NFL. 47-7, Tampa Bay. The Bucs improved to 10-5. They're going to the playoffs as a wild card, most likely. Lions fall to 5-10, 1-6 at home. Vikings coming up next week at Ford Field. That'll be the first team to 50. Both those defenses, Lions and Vikings, are brutal. We'll be back next. You're listening to Locked On Lions. So Tom Brady only played a half of football. If they allowed it, somehow they had allowed fans in the stands. Could you have imagined? Could you imagine if they had allowed fans in the stands because you only would have gotten to see Tom Brady for a half? 348 yards and 4 touchdowns. An average per pass, per completion of 13 yards every time Tom Brady threw as a first down. The Lions defense could not stop anybody. And again, they didn't have Jamie Collins today. They've been without Trey Flowers. Deshaun Hand's been hurt. So it's a mash unit there, but they need to absolutely blow up this entire defense moving forward. You know, their leading tacklers today, Tracy Walker, is not a starter. Jared Davis had 9 tackles, not a starter. Tremaine Brock, they just picked up off the scrap heap. Daron Harmon is a terrific guy and leader, but he is not a starting free safety anymore. Christian Jones, Jelani Tavai, Penasini, Oruwariye, maybe, is a starter. I mean, I'm reading off names of guys that are not starters. Romeo Okwara had a sack today. He's a starter. He's got 9 sacks. Romeo Okwara is the only guy on this defense that I would bring back next year. Only one. That I would 100% bring back. Would I bring Oruwariye back? Sure. Penasini, fine. Those are depth pieces. But as far as 11 guys that you must start on a defense, 4 down linemen, 3 linebackers, 4 defensive backs. When you're saying you might only bring back, and I'm saying from today's game, Jamie Collins didn't play. Trey Flowers has been hurt. Deshaun Hand, the same thing. But I'm saying from today's game, Okwara, Oruwariye might be the only ones. Everson Griffin had a sack today, but he, come on, he's... There's a reason the Vikings and Cowboys let him walk. So the Lions are losing 40-0 in the third quarter. And they punt one to Jamal Agnew, and he catches it inside the 20. He takes it to the house for a touchdown. Finally, the Lions are on the board. Finally, through the speakers of your television set, whether you were on the NFL Network or Channel 4. Nice job by Channel 4 to promote all week that they were carrying the Lions game or even put it on their social media. Come on, Channel 4. Why are people all morning on Twitter going, I don't have NFL Network. I can't watch the game. Couldn't have Channel 4 taken a little time this week to promote that they had the game on their air? Come on, Local 4, wake up. Anyway, Jamal Agnew takes it to the house, and you're going to get to hear in your living room, forward down the field. You're going to get to hear Theo Gridiron sing. I don't know if Theo's there or whether it's just a recording. But there's a flag down. Unsportsmanlike conduct, number 38, taunting. Mike Ford blocked somebody and stood over him and taunted as Agnew ran into the end zone. You're down 40-6. And you're standing over somebody and taunting them? That's one of the worst penalties in Lions history. And there's been some bad ones. Bro, you're down 40-6. And you get called for taunting? Is that the new culture that Rod Wood and Chris Spielman are trying to build? Doesn't look like it. Taunting, down 34 points in the second half. What can you even say? What do you even say to something like that? Taunting. Matt Derry Facebook page, the fan page that I have, I wrote, were they even trying to tackle Leonard Fournette on that second quarter touchdown today where he ran in from 4 yards out? Some of the comments are pretty good. Bill Weeblehaus Jr. says, they should have at least shown trade bait potential for next season. This is awful. Robert Roark says, Jesus. Matt Slaywick, it's hard to believe they have any wins with a defense this putrid. That's true. Phil Morse, I thought there was no exhibition season this year. The Lions just decided to play theirs at the end of the season. That's well done. Leon Samantha Miller, if Stafford didn't get back in, we're going to get shut out. Well, without the punt return, they would have. Diana Mary says, this game is pathetic. Joshua LeClaire, nope, we watching Pro Bowl effort here. The Lions coming into today were 850 yards shy of their franchise record of allowing 6,470 yards in a season. That was back in 2007. That's averaging for the defense, allowing 425 yards a game, or close to it. I'm sorry. That's averaging 425 yards over the last 2 games. All right. If they are to break that record of giving up 6,470 yards allowed in a season. Today they gave up 588. So there's a chance that the Lions will break the record, franchise record from 2007, of the most yards allowed in a single season. Do you remember some of those 07, 08 teams? Rod Marinelli. I mean, come on. We're back to Millen and Marinelli days. Is that what's going on here? And for some of the fans that think that this thing is going to just be turned around by the new GM and coach right away, you're kidding yourself. Like I said, DeAndre Swift made a couple nice plays today. Marvin Jones, if they keep him, is a really good football player. Kenny Golladay, if they keep him, is excellent. Hawkinson is a Pro Bowler. You've got some anchors on that O-line. The left tackle is good. The center is good. The left guard, I know Jonah Jackson isn't loved by PFF, but for a rookie third-round pick, he's just fine. So the offense is not this bad. Today, once Chase Daniel came in the game, forget it. The guy's got a noodle arm. But this defense, my goodness. 588 yards. So next week when Minnesota comes in, and it's Kirk Cousins, Dalvin Cook, Justin Jefferson, Adam Thielen, it's over. The Lions are going to break their record. They're going to give up 6,500 yards in a season. They're only 280 away. They gave up 588 today. 588 today. Oh, my goodness. It's incredible. It is absolutely incredible. James writes in on Facebook, Tavai couldn't possibly be any worse than leaving a small pebble in the middle of the field hoping someone rolls their ankle on it. Kevin L. Jeffrey, what day does Robert Prince get his head coaching interview? Oh, the poor guy. You got to feel for a guy like Robert Prince. This was his chance to be a head coach for a day. And they get curb stomped 47-7. A leading rusher today for the Lions, by the way, was DeAndre Swift. 10 carries, 45 yards. The Lions, by the way, are 30th in the NFL in rushing and dropping. They still can't run the ball. They haven't run the ball since Barry Sanders. Danny Amendola led him in receptions today. 5 catches, 37 yards. Swift caught 4 balls for 25. T.J. Hockenson, 4 catches for 23 yards. If today was Matthew Stafford's last game as a Lion, ugh, rough. Had to leave after one series turning his ankle. That just sucks. It sucks. As far as game balls go, Jamal Agnew with a 74-yard touchdown run as a 74-yard punt return for touchdown, his fourth punt return touchdown of his career. Jamal Agnew's good. I would keep Jamal Agnew around. Why not? Slot receiver, punt return man. Jamal Agnew's the man. Remember, Jared Davis tackled Kenyon Barner short of the 20 to start the game. Remember, the Lions stopped the Bucs on their first possession, only to be called for offsides on 3rd and 7 by Everson Griffin. Then Tampa got the ball back, 3rd and 2, converted it, zoomed down the field, and scored their one of their many first-half touchdowns. I mean, that was an absolute ass-kicking. Oh, my goodness gracious. Are they really going to play next week's game? Couldn't we just be done with the season? Like, the Lions' defense couldn't handle Brady. What are they going to do against Dalvin Cook next week? And Justin Jefferson, Pro Bowler as a rookie receiver. Now, the Vikings' defense, if you watched yesterday, served up 6 touchdowns to Alvin Kamara and 52 points. They're without a lot of their starters. Eric Kendricks is hurt. Minnesota's a mash unit defensively. He's very similar to the Lions, except the players that are out for the Vikings are, like, really good. The Lions players that are out aren't that good. So this was a long, long day. And I felt for the fans. And this is Saturday prime time. Nobody had nothing else on. The 1 o'clock game. National TV audience on NFL Network. Mark Schlereth was trying so hard to put lipstick on this pig. But he pointed out a lot, including at the line of scrimmage. Tampa Bay's offensive line destroyed the Lions' D-line. Gave Brady a lot of time. Then the running game got going. I don't think the Lions quit. I just think they just got battered and bruised. And they got an intern on the headset calling the plays and you know, calling them into the headset of into the helmet of a fifth string linebacker that probably belongs in the CFL. That's not a winning combination when you're going up against a playoff team. You know, it's just not. They talked about William Golston today, never making the playoffs. Well, Tampa Bay's in. And they're going to be tough to beat. They got a really good offense, really good. And for the Lions, one more game. If Matthew Stafford plays next week against the Vikings, there should be an investigation. Sheila, Rod, somebody, make the call to the coaches and keep him off the field. This poor guy's got a sprained ankle, fractured ribs, or a contusion or whatever he's got in his ribs, and a broken finger. Like, can we let the guy sit out? Let David Blau play next week. We know what we got in Chase Daniel. He's no good. Let the kid play next week. Blau, see what he can do. Let him start. Or go sign Colin Kaepernick. I'm joking. We know that's not happening. Which is too bad because he should be in the league. Tampa Bay 47, Detroit 7. One other thing, people. Be very careful what you put on Twitter. And when you damn somebody and say somebody said something when they didn't, it's only going to come back to bite you. Chris Mortensen today was talking about how he was driving in the car and he was listening to the radio broadcast and he heard Jim Miller on the national broadcast. Jim, of course, the former Michigan State quarterback, former NFL quarterback with the Steelers and stuff and the Bears. Jim Miller said the Lions defense looked like a sixth grade defense. And then Mortensen said he heard that on the Lions broadcast, which was wrong. It was the national broadcast. Then he corrected himself and said it was Dan Miller that said that. How horrible is that? If you don't know, why tweet that? Dan Miller would never say something like that. Dan Miller works for the team and the radio station. Like, Dan will be harsh when he has to be. But to make a comment like that, Jim Miller's not wrong. But to say Dan said that, don't put that on social media. That's Bush League. Chris Mortensen should know better. Now, I think he's deleted those tweets, but still. Dan had to go on Twitter and say, hey, Mort, you got 2 million followers. Can you delete it? I never said that. Imagine being in Dan's shoes and having to see that on your Twitter, that you said something you didn't say. I'm sure your bosses wouldn't like that you said, but you didn't say it. Bush League. Tampa Bay 47, Lions 7. This has been the Postgame Pod. One game ball. We're giving it to Jamal Agnew. We'll do it all again this week, folks. Talk more about GM candidates getting interviews and more in the Thursday crossover. All next week, right here on Locked On Lions. See you.